being here, especially those moms and dads of the kids that came on our special invitation. We salute you and thank you for letting your kids come this week. Let's pray. Dear God in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity this morning to open your word and to see the truth of it. Thank you for the truth that sets us free from our sin and gives us an opportunity to walk in light. We love you, Lord. We want your blessing on this service. Help everything that's said and done to be for your honor and glory. May the children perform well, but Lord, may more importantly, the things that they have learned go deep into their souls this week. And Lord, we pray for each one of them that made decisions to follow Jesus Christ. Lord, to follow you, we pray that you'll help them this week, this year, through the rest of their life to grow in grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. The children are going to be coming in just one moment. Let me give you a few numbers this week. It's not about the numbers. We don't do things here just to try and rack up some kind of number. But it is amazing what God did this week. We had 500 kids come to our VBS, and that's just first through sixth grade. Isn't that great? Praise the Lord. And of those 500 kids that came, our average is about 350 every night. We had 82 children follow the Lord Jesus Christ this week, make a profession of faith in Jesus Christ this week. That is the Lord's work, and we are so excited about that. We don't twist anyone's arm. We don't try and make them do anything. It is their decision to follow Christ, and we are excited for that. As the kids are coming up, I'm going to ask Miss Kim to start playing. Guys, you come right over to the middle. Come right over to the middle because the girls are going to come. Two steps forward, please, boys. There you go, because we've got to have your other girls line up behind you. Right here, girls, come on up. Step up to the front. Good job. Nobody get too close to the edge. You might fall off there. All right. Don't want that to happen. Boys, come over to the middle. Good job. Everybody line up. Come on, girls. Oh, lost a shoe. Come on up here. Good job. All right. You start the next row, okay? Come on behind. Right to the middle here. Right there. Step up close. Step up close together, everybody. Step up close together. Good job. Hold on to your stuff. Come on, girls. Excellent job. All right. Guys are coming up. Teachers are helping us out. Good job, boys. Way to go. Bring it on down now. We had over 100 folks from the church helping this week, driving buses, making Kool-Aid, teaching classes, bringing kids in and out, running games. It was a total group effort, and the Lord gets the glory. It's amazing when you see so many folks get together to serve together with joy. Nobody was fussing, fighting. They had a great time, and that wasn't even just the kids. The kids had a great time, too. Our helpers had so much fun, we had to kick them out every night, lock the doors on them. So they had a great time, and I hope that you'll see these folks standing around here. If they helped one of your children this week, give them a big thank you. Let's give them a round of applause right now because they did a great job. All right, kids. Everybody stand and hut. We have got some songs to sing this morning, and then we've got two prizes to give out. So I want everyone standing up straight and tall, and let me hear ya. I don't know, but I've been told. Are you ready? Ready to sing it out? Okay. A soldier should have self-control. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Sound off.
One, two.
Sound it off. Three, four. Sound off, Christian soldiers. Yes, sir. Ready? Left, 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 right and left. Left, 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 right and left. We are marching in the army. The army of the Lord. God has given us his armor and given us his sword. It's a life of high adventure and challenge every day. Self-control, that's our goal. Marching for the Lord. One, two, three. Sound off. Lift them higher. Three, four. Straighten up that line. Come on, keep that step in time. Discipline your soul with godly self-control. We are marching in the army of the Lord. Yes, sir. Here we go. Left, 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 right and left. Left, 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 right and left. We are marching in the army of the Lord. God has given us his armor and given us his sword. It's a life of high adventure and challenge every day. Self-control, that's our goal. Marching for the Lord. One, two, three, sound off. Lift them higher. Straighten up that line. Come on, keep that step in time. Good job. Discipline your soul with godly self-control. We are marching in the army of the Lord. Yes, sir. Excellent job. Give them a hand, folks. They did great. Good job, guys and girls. Everybody back up just a little bit. Guys on the front row, back up just a little bit. Okay. Everyone standing up straight and tall. Let's sing one more song for your mom and dad about a little soldier named David. Get your hand out. Here we go. Don't knock each other out. Okay, here we go. Only a boy named David, only a little sling. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook. Only a boy named David, but five little stones he took. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling. Sling went round and round, ready? And round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air. And the giant came tumbling down. Great job, everyone. Stand ten. Hut! Eyeballs! Let me ask you a question this week. Which team was the best, Army or Navy?
Army!
Oh, I can't hear you. Which one?
Army!
All right, boy, we had great competition. And I've got to announce some winners from our competition. All week long, we had competition between the Army, that's the boys, and the Navy, that's the girls. And boy, it was hot and heavy. It was furious competition, and they enjoyed every minute of it. The girls and boys, they competed in penny offerings, they competed in races, but this is individual competition now. Each one of these kids was challenged this week to bring their friends, to say verses. Some of them did an amazing job. For example, in the primary girls, first, second, and third grade, let me give you our top three scores. This is the Army top three scores. Starting off with third place, Alexandria Street. Alexandria, can you raise your hand? Come step out here. Step out where we can see you. All right, come on out here. Stand right in the front. All right, great job. You stand right there. You were third place of the whole Navy, first through third grade. Good job. Addison McInturf, where are you, Addie? All right, come on out here. Second place for the Navy. And first place winning our backpack with gift cards in it, Avery McInturf, first place with 1,000 points. Let's give her a backpack and let's give these three girls a hand. Great job. You girls, good job. You can go back to your spots. You guys did an excellent job this morning. Avery brought five of her friends to VBS this week. 1,000 points right there. She did a great job. On the Army side, all right, Cage Harold was third place this week. Cage, step on out here so we can see. He got a gold star one night. This is our third place, guys. Back up just a little bit so nobody falls off. We got to have some room out here for our front guys. Cage, way to go, buddy. Andrew Farmer was second place. Where's Andrew? Hey, there he is. Let him through, guys. Come on out, Andrew. Way to go. And first place with 875 points. This guy said 12 memory verses, word perfect and in order. Luke Randolph is our winner for the primary boys. Come on down, you Luke. Good job, buddy. Backpack, and let's give all these kids a hand. They did a great job this week. Teachers, we are going to start by dismissing now each side of the platform as the piano plays. Great job. We're going to be hearing from the preschoolers in just a little while, as well as the high energy group, otherwise known as the juniors, but we'll be back in here for that. These kids are going to be dismissed right now and go to their children's church, and then we are going to have Pastor come up here and take the service. So we'll see you again before too long.
right. It's good to see everybody here today. And I want to give you just a couple of announcements here. Well, I say a couple, but it's about more like five or six, okay? So let me give these quickly, and then our men are going to come forward. We're going to receive today's offering here in just a moment. I'd like to say a big thank you to all the workers. I mean, there's no way that we could do this without all the workers. If you worked in any way in Vacation Bible School, would you stand at this time if you don't mind to do that? You did anything in Vacation Bible School. God bless you, folks. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart as your pastor. Thank you for serving. Isn't it worth it if only one trusted Christ as their Savior? We had 82 precious little boys and girls who've made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. And we're praying that every one of them meant it and they understood it. And if only one of them got it, it's worth all of our efforts. And I appreciate your service so very much. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Remind you about Promotion Sunday 2 weeks from today. We'll give you more details on that next week. Baptismal service next Sunday morning. If you're a Sunday school teacher or worker, vitally important that you're here this coming Wednesday night at 6:30 for teachers meeting. And then the Wednesday night service, we've got a special service plan in relation to our Vacation Bible School. So I'm calling upon you to be here in great numbers. Men's golf tournament August the 20th, ladies retreat September the 23rd and 24th. Men, if you'll come at this time, and as they're coming, I'd like to say a big welcome to all of you who are visiting with us for the very first time. If you are visiting with us for the first time at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, you have never been here before, we're going to ask you, there is a white visitor's card right in front of you in the pew. If you wouldn't mind to take that card out as a first-time guest, just a moment, our men will come by and give you a pen. If you'll fill this card out in its entirety, front and back, at the end of this service, if you'll take that card out to the Welcome Center out in the lobby, drop it off there. We've got a special gift for you just to say thank you for being a first-time guest at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. What I'm going to do, I'm going to have our ladies just, well, not just our ladies, I see Stephen over there. If somebody wouldn't mind to begin to play, if you're visiting for the first time today, as the men are making their way up the aisle, if you'll just raise your hand up in the air as they're playing through something, they wouldn't mind to do this, I mean, you go ahead and start. If you're visiting for the first time, if you wouldn't mind just to raise your hand in the air, and our men will give you a pen. If you'll take that pen and fill out that visitor's card and drop it off at the Welcome Center out in the lobby at the end of this service, okay? And men, as soon as you get back there, if you wouldn't mind just to make a U-turn, come right back and we'll take today's offering, all right? Let me give you one prayer request today that was handed to me. Miss Edith Rourke's cousin, Jesse McGraw, has gone home to be with the Lord, I take it, on July the 28th in Norfolk, Virginia. As well as we're thinking about these folks like this, I said only one, but I've got a couple in my mind right now that I want to share with the church. I mean, if you want to come ahead and come on forward, Brother Jim McGee's mother has passed away, and they had those arrangements yesterday, but we need to pray for Brother McGee. Hope many of our people will contact him, let him know we're praying for him, minister to him. And then Miss Gladys Davis, her daughter Debbie, who's been battling cancer for a long time, went to be with the Lord this week. And those arrangements are tomorrow from 12 to 2 at Southwest Baptist Church on Cherokee Street in Johnson City. From 12 to 2 tomorrow, that's Debbie Davis, that's Gladys' daughter. Please, many of us be much in prayer for her. What a trooper that Gladys is. And when we were there with her, they hadn't come and taken Debbie yet. She was still there, and Glad was in the room with her. And Glad just sitting off to the side, sitting on a stool, just singing real quietly, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me." We need to be praying for her. By the way, death is going to hit all of us one of these days. And when it hits your family, isn't it good to have a church family that's praying for you, ministering to you? You be praying for her. Call her and let her know about all this. We'll take today's offering, and then I'm gonna come forward, and I'm going to share with you how you can know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And I'm going to sit down, and my part's done. Somebody say amen right there, right? And the kids will come back here in just a few moments. Let's pray together. Father, we love you. Bless this offering, the gift and the giver. Bless our visitors. Would you speak to them? And help us, I pray, to be obedient to you. And may today be the glorious day. Somebody who may be lost, trust you as their Savior. Thank you for all these precious kids who've made decisions and all those who came, hundreds of kids. And I pray that you bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't think I need it really here. No, I think I'll be fine. That was beautifully done. Amen. I appreciate you being here today. I'm going to read to you here from the book of Luke, chapter 14, beginning with verse number 16. This will be an abbreviated sermon. Everybody said, amen, right? Luke chapter 14, verse 16. A certain man made a great supper and bade many and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. They all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. So that servant came, showed his lord these things. And the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, you'll go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. The servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. I'll draw your attention to verse 23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. It is the will of God that his house is filled. And one way he says to get his house filled is he said, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them, beg them to come and be part of it. This is what Vacation Bible School is all about. And I, as pastor, want to be upfront and honest with every parent who sends their child here. There are parents and guardians who are here today that you may have never come to this church before, but you've sent your child to Vacation Bible School this week. And I want to share with you the main message that your child heard all week long. And if they continue to come, this is still going to be the main message that they hear as long as they're here. We want to be upfront and honest with you, because I'll be honest with you, wouldn't it be a shame for these precious children who have come and trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, and all of them who meant it got saved. Wouldn't it be a shame for these children who come to Buffalo Ridge and come and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior, wouldn't it be a shame for them to go to heaven and their mom and daddy go to hell? Wouldn't it be a shame for, it wouldn't be a shame for them to go to heaven, you understand, but I'm saying if they go to heaven and their guardian, their grandma, their granddad, their mom, their dad, their brother, their sister will be separated from them for all eternity. We at Buffalo Ridge want you to know something. There's a real heaven. There's a real hell, and God wants you to live in eternity in heaven for all eternity with Him. So I want to share with you today what your children have heard all week long. And I'm going to share with you 5 things very quickly. Now, you know when a preacher says quickly, he's lying to you, but at least I'm honest about that, right? I'm kidding with you. 5 things I'm going to share with you about how you as an individual can go to heaven for all eternity. Number one. Realize that God loves you. I had the privilege of sharing this with a gentleman in the hospital this week, and praise the Lord, he bowed his head and confessed his sin and asked Jesus to come into his heart. And I want to share this same story with you. God loves you today. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth or trusteth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's interesting that the Word of God uses the words the world there, for God so loved the world. What's he talking about? He's talking about everybody in the world. See, we know this because Jesus Christ didn't die for the trees. He didn't die for the clouds. He died for people, which means if he died for people, then the word world there, he's talking about those who are in the world. God loves you today. In other words, I can take out the word world and put my name there. It means the same thing. Because I'm in the world, I can say, for God so loved Jody that he gave his only begotten Son. See, what he's teaching here is that he loves Americans. He loves the Japanese. He loves the Chinese. He loves the Brazilians. He loves every single solitary person on planet Earth today. God loves you. He really does. The second thing we share with folks, and this is the main message. It's not the only thing, but it's the main message that your children hear and that we're trying to promote. Number two, you must understand that you are a sinner. Now, folks, the Bible teaches us in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." You ever ask somebody a question and say, "Are you going to heaven when you die?" And that person says, "Yes." I had this experience this week. And I said, "If you don't mind me asking, how do you know you're going to heaven?" And here's what that person said: "Well, I'm a good person. I try my best. I do all these things." But you understand that the Bible teaches that there's none good. No, not one. Here's where the world has mistaken what God has plainly said. The Bible says that for you to go to heaven when you die, you must be perfect. Nobody's as good as God. Can I get an amen there? If you go to heaven when you die, listen, you have to be as good as God is. God is perfect. Guess what? I am not. I know that comes as a surprise to many of you. I'm kidding. But I'm not perfect. And if I were to ask you today, have you ever done anything wrong? Don't answer it out loud, silently in your heart. What would you have to say to that? You would have to say yes. Because the Bible says, "For all have sinned." Brother Nathan taught all the children that sin is anything that we do, we say, or we think that displeases God. It's anything that displeases God. It's anything that breaks what He's told us not to do or to do. Now here's what I'm saying to you. The Bible says all have sinned. You can never be saved until you first of all realize you need to be saved. And you need to be saved because you are a sinner just like I am. Somebody says, "Well, I'm as good as he is. I'm as good as she is. I'm as good as that person is. I've turned over a new leaf. I'm a good daddy. I'm a good husband. I'm a good wife. I'm a good mother." Wait a minute. It's not good enough to be good. You have to be perfect. You have to be just like God. I brought something with me to illustrate this. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 2, the Bible says if we keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, we're guilty of all. Now that doesn't sound fair, but that's what the Bible says. If you keep the whole law, whose law? Whose law, folks? God's law. If you keep the whole law and yet offend or break in one point, you're guilty of all. Now what does that mean? That means this. By the way, I'm taking a few minutes under this point here because it's so vital that you understand this point. You know why so many people never call out for mercy? They don't understand they need it. And I'm trying to share with all of us, we have to have God's mercy if we're going to make it to heaven. The Bible says that God's law is one law. Now this is a chain link chain made up of individual links. Now that's a pretty long chain. I have not counted the links and I don't plan on doing it anytime soon. But these are individual links that are intertwined with one another. Question, how many chains do I have in my hand? One. This is not a trick question, folks. I'm just trying to get you to understand what it means to be a sinner. This is one chain. But it's made up of many individual parts that are intertwined, interconnected. Okay? This chain is a picture of the law of God. Understand, the Bible doesn't call it the laws, plural, of God. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say you've broken God's laws. It says you've broken God's law, singular. We understand that God's law is just like this chain. It's one law made up of many individual parts. Every command makes up the individual law of God. It's just one chain link chain in the one chain. But here it is. Pretend with me now. This chain, I'm holding on to it, and it's connected up on top of a cliff, and I'm hanging with nothing below my feet, and I mean there's thousands of feet below me, and if I fall, I'm dead. And the only thing I'm holding on to is this chain. That's it. That's the only thing I'm holding on to, this one chain. Question, how many of these links have to break to send me to my death? Only one. Because if one link breaks, it's broken the chain and it cannot hold me, I fall with it. That is sin. The Bible says we have all sinned. Notice the Bible didn't say we've all sinned 10 times. It doesn't say we've all sinned 20 times. It simply says we have all sinned. If you've sinned one time, you have broken His law and you do not deserve heaven. Everybody with me out there? Do you get it? Number one, God loves us. Number two, we have sinned. We've broken His law. Number three, every sin must be paid for. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages or payment of sin is death. Just like I said, the word wages means payment. I work a job. Every 2 weeks I get a paycheck. That's another word for the word wages. Something that I have earned. Something I've worked for, if you will. Something that I deserve is a paycheck. Well, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, which means this: every sin must be paid for. Every one of them. Whether you've sinned 10 million times, or whether you've sinned 10 times, or whether you've sinned one time, every sin must be paid for. And the payment of sin is death, which means somebody's going to have to die. So number one, God loves us. Number two, we've broken His law. Number three, whether it's 1, 2, or 2,000 links that we've broken, every link that's broken must be paid for. And the payment of that sin is it deserves death. It deserves hell. It does not deserve heaven. Remember, you got to be as good as God is to go to heaven. But nobody's as good as God. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. You're with me, I hope. Number four. Not only does God love us and we've sinned and our sin must be paid for, but number four, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, has already paid for your sin and He's paid for mine. The Bible teaches in the Gospels that Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary. It takes faith to believe it, but He was born of the Virgin Mary. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1 that before Joseph and Mary came together, she was found of child of the Holy Ghost, and she gave birth to His name, Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. The Bible teaches that Jesus was God's only begotten Son. He was God's Son in human flesh. He was God walking on earth. Because of that, the Bible teaches us all the way through Scripture that He never sinned. He never did anything wrong. The book of Titus says that He's without sin. Pilate, even the one who condemned Him to death, even said, I find no fault in this man. He never sinned. Even He Himself said, no man taketh my life from me. But He said, I willingly lay it down of myself. Remember His statement when He said that? Here's what I'm going with. Number four, Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, lived a perfect sinless life, and because He was perfect, He did not have to die. Because the wages of sin is death. But He had no sin. He had no sin. So if He had no sin, He didn't have any wages to pay. He didn't deserve death. He didn't deserve hell. He didn't deserve any of those things, because that's the payment of sin. But the Bible says He did die. He even said, I choose to die. Let me tell you why He did. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth. That word means He showed, He demonstrated His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ, Jesus Christ, died, get it now, for us. He died for my sin. He died for your sin. He died as your substitute. That's why He died. When He stretched out His arms and had spikes driven through His hands and through His feet, had His beard plucked out by the roots, had a crown of thorns platted on His head, had His back ripped off, He was doing all of that in your place and in mine. Aren't you glad Jesus died in our place? That's number four. But number five is this. You have to personally, as an individual, you have to personally receive the gift of eternal life, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. When I was sharing this story with this gentleman in the hospital, When I got down to this point, he said, nobody has ever shared that with me. I've never heard it put that way before. And I said, do you understand what you need to do? And I'm trying to help you understand. You know what you need to do? Some people say, well, to go to heaven, I got to be as good as I possibly can. Remember what I said? The Bible says there's none good, no, not one, because that word good, are you listening? It means as good as God is. Nobody's as good as God. And whether you sin once or 10,000 times, the fact is everybody sinned, folks. And because of that sin, we don't deserve heaven, we deserve hell, yet Jesus Christ stepped out of glory, was born of the Virgin Mary, lived a sinless, perfect life, and laid his life down in my place and in your place. And he offers salvation to you completely free as a gift. The Bible says in Romans 6:23 again, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I'm just about done here. You're listening well. I appreciate it. But the Bible says that salvation, eternal life, is God's gift to us. What's he talking about? Well, if it's God's gift to us, let me just pretend that I'm going to do something with it, and I can't do this because I don't have enough Bibles. But let's say that I had enough Bibles to give to every person listening to me. And say that I get up and I call your name and I say, this is my gift to you, and I offer it to you. If this is truly my gift, it means I bought it. It means I work for it. If it's my gift, it means I earned it. I work for it. I bought it. And I offer it to you completely free. If I say the only thing I want you to do is take my truck outside, go wash it, bring it back, and then I'll give you my Bible, it's no longer a gift, folks. It's a purchase. Because I'm asking you to do something to earn it from me. You see what I'm saying? A gift is completely free to the one who gets it at the expense of the one who gives it. If it's my gift to you, it means I bought it, I worked for it, and I offer it to you completely free. The only thing you have to do for this Bible to become yours is one thing. You don't work for it. You don't try to be as good as you can be. You don't turn over a new leaf. You don't stop your cussing. You don't stop your drinking. You don't stop, no, you don't do it. All you got to do is by faith, listen, just reach out and take it. All you got to do is receive it because I work for it and I offer it to you completely free. But if you look at it and say, yes, I know that's for me, but no, thank you. It was my gift to you, but it never became yours because you didn't receive it. You rejected it. Do you understand what a stench it is in God's nostrils for somebody to say, I'm going to heaven because I'm doing the best I can? Are you listening to me? That is stench in God's nostrils because God sent his son to bleed and die to earn your way to heaven. And he did everything necessary to save your soul. And he offers salvation to humanity today. And so many people are saying, well, I'm going to get baptized to go, or wait a minute, I'm going to stop that, I'm going to be a better daddy, I'm going to do all I can. Wait a minute, it's not by works. And by the way, the book of Isaiah says all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. If you go to heaven when you die, it will be nothing you have done. It'll be because you have received what he has already done for you. And I ask you today, have you received the gift of eternal life? I'm coming to a close slowly. We're riding on a plane together. A stewardess comes and offers you a parachute. Gives no explanation. You look around, nobody else is putting theirs on. So you say, forget it, I'm not putting mine on either. But then she comes back by and says, oh, I forgot to tell you, the plane's going down. And we're thousands of feet in the air, and you're going to have to jump. And the only way you're going to survive it is if you put your parachute on and you use it. Can I say something to you? You're not going to look around that time and see who else is doing it. Are you putting yours on? You going to put yours on? No, when you realize that your life is in danger, you will not care what anybody else is doing. You will put it on because you want to survive. I'm telling you, you have sinned, so have I. Jesus Christ died in your place to forgive your sin and take you to heaven. If you reject that, it is hell forever. Do you really believe that? Somebody says, I don't believe that. I lovingly say, our beliefs do not change facts. And the fact is, there is a burning hell. And Jesus died so you don't have to go there. He died so you can go there. But it's your decision. Will you accept Christ? If your answer is no, it's hell. If your answer is yes, it's heaven for all eternity. 82 precious boys and girls were presented with this story, not exactly that, like I gave it, but I'm talking about the gospel story, on their level where they can understand it. 82 precious boys and girls said, I want to be saved. Maybe there's one parent here today, and in the privacy of your heart, you're saying, that's what I need. That's why we're here. And I say this lovingly to you. We're a Baptist church, and we make no apology about that. But God knows my heart. I am not coming to you today as a Baptist. I'm coming to you today as a Christian who knows he's going to heaven and he wants you to go with him. Will you say yes? Or will you in your own mind say, I don't believe that? It's your decision. I'd like you to do me a favor. Every head bowed, please. Every eye closed. Nobody looking around. The reason I'm saying this is because this is a private issue. It's a personal matter. But in the privacy of your seat today, you have heard the gospel story of Jesus Christ. You have heard that God loves you, and yet the bad news is that you've broken His law. It makes no difference how many chain links you've broken. The fact is, everybody's broken at least one. Everybody has. The Bible doesn't say you're going to heaven because you're good. The Bible says you're going to heaven because you've accepted Jesus Christ, who was good in your place. And you may be seated there today and you say, Jody, if I die just like I am, I do not have assurance in my heart that heaven is my home. And since I've explained the gospel to you in precise terms, I'm going to try to lead you right there in your seat to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Do you understand that by this decision you're not joining this church? No way. It has nothing to do with joining the church. By making this decision, you're not signing your life on a dotted line for this local church. It has nothing to do with it. This is simply a private issue between you and God. Do you understand you've sinned? Do you understand that you have to be as good as God to go to heaven? Do you understand that you cannot in your flesh be as good as God, but yet Jesus Christ died in your place, and when you accept Him, His record is transferred to your record, and now God sees His Son's shed blood covering your sin, and you can go to heaven when you die? Do you know you can be saved right in your seat? Do you understand what you've heard? I'm going to form a simple prayer today, and in this prayer, this is a prayer for you to simply invite Jesus to come into your heart and forgive your sin and be your Lord and Savior. Please understand something. The prayer and the words that you say is not what saves you. It's your heart attitude. If you really want to be saved, God will save you today. The gentleman in the hospital, when I led him in this simple prayer, he followed me, and at the end of it, I said, did you mean it? And he made this statement, I meant that with all my heart. That's all God's looking for is a willing heart. Will you by faith receive Christ as your Savior? If you will, would you pray this prayer with me? I'm going to pray it out loud, but I want you to pray it silently in your seat, but pray it sincerely, asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. If you're not playing games and you really want to be saved, here it is. Please don't say no any longer. Please, here's the prayer. Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I have broken your law. And I know that Jesus died in my place. He was buried, and he rose again. And right now, I ask that you come into my heart. Forgive my sin. I accept you today. Thank you for saving me. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. She's beginning to play through very softly, please. If you're here today and you say, Jody, I heard the gospel today. And as you prayed out loud in my seat here, I prayed with you. Now, folks, we're not going to come to your seat. We're not going to embarrass you. But let me say this to you. If Jesus Christ just saved your soul and you just ask him to come into your heart, you should never be ashamed of that. Let me tell you why. He has saved you and you're going to heaven when you die. He was not ashamed of you to die on the cross. You shouldn't be ashamed to say, I'm accepting him as my Savior. I have just been saved. Is there one today say, Jody, I prayed with you and the best I know how, I meant it. I'm glad I did. I'm not ashamed. I just trusted Christ as my Savior. And you say, Jody, I have become a child of God today. I have trusted Christ as my Savior. If that's you, quietly, quickly, at your seat, without drawing attention to yourself, would you raise your hand in the air with mine? Is there anybody like that? God bless you. Thank you. So you can put it right back down. Somebody else, you say, Jody, I prayed this with you. I meant this. I'm not ashamed. This is what I did today. I trusted Christ. Anybody along with this one, you say, Jody, that's me. I prayed it with you. I meant it. I'm glad I did. I'm not ashamed. Yes. Anybody else along with this one? Anybody else? We're going to pray together, and I'm going to encourage the one who raised their hand saying that they trusted Christ as their Savior. You let somebody know. You just let me know. You let somebody know that you're coming today to trust Christ. We'll help you and encourage you and strengthen you and guide you. May the Lord help you. Let's pray together, shall we? Our Father, we love you. And I pray that you'll help us today to be obedient to you. I pray for these children as they come in that you'll guide them and help them. Bless these parents who are here. Bless the follow-up work in the many weeks to come. May we see many more people trusting Christ. Thank you for this one who raised their hand saying that today they're trusting Christ and Christ alone. Help them to go forward for you now. In Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.
Left, left, right, and left. Come on, guys. Here we go. Come on. This way. Got the little guys now. This is the cutest bunch and the most rambunctious. If you see teachers with their hair kind of sticking up and frizzled out, they were probably with preschool. I'm just kidding. Now, these ladies did a great job this week. Come on across here all the way right here. Stop and let's line up side by side. Side by side, everybody. Side by side. There we go, right here. Stand up here, girls. Good job. Come on over here, guys. Here we go. Stand up next to me. Right here. Come on, sir. Right here, sir. There you go. Awesome job. Okay, come on over, girls. Come on over, guys. Stand up right across here. All right, this is our preschool, and this is just about everybody. We had about 20 of these kids every night, all week long. They did an awesome job. Miss Holly Brown on the end was our lead teacher, and all these girls, no, they are not in preschool. They were helpers. They're not just overgrown preschoolers. Okay, they helped a lot. They did a tremendous job. Everybody, stands in hut. Guys did a great job this week. Some of you memorized lots of verses. We had even some of these precious young children who their parents have been praying for them and teaching them put their faith in Jesus Christ this week at VBS. That is an answer to prayer, and that is great to see children starting small. That's what I did. I started when I was almost 5 years old, put my faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. You say, can you do that? Yep. If you're taught the foundation of the Scripture, the Bible is what makes the difference. Right? Because there's only how many ways to get to heaven? Everybody look at me. Eyeballs. How many ways are there to get to heaven? One. Everybody, let's sing a song about that. Are you ready? Are you ready? You got to do like this if you're ready. You got to nod your head like this. Okay, good. Here we go. Let's sing it. One way, God said, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. Get your hands up. One way to meet those pearly mansions. Jesus is the only way. Ready? No other way. No other way. No other way to go. Everybody sing out really loud. One way, God said, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. Wow, they're doing great. Awesome job, guys. Everybody stands and hup. Good job. Feet at 45 degrees, hands by your side, shoulders back. Hup, hup. Good job. All right, let's sing it out. Soldiers, are you ready? I may never march in the infantry, but I'm in the Lord's army. Sing it out for me, kids. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir, sing it out. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir, good job. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never zoom o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. Wow, great job again, guys. We're going to say, you know, the learning songs and having fun and making crafts are important. I did again. I dropped that thing 3 times in your class a minute ago. They are incredibly helpful kids, too. Very good. And attention to detail. Everybody standing up straight and tall. We need to tell our parents one more thing, and that is our Bible verses. They learn Bible verses every night, and several of my kids are in this class, and they came home, they knew their verses. And that's what we want them to learn, is the Word of God. The Word of God. Remember, because we learned what sin is, what keeps us from sin is the Word of God. Everybody tell me what sin is. Eyeballs? Click, right here. Remember, sin is anything we do or say or think that displeases God. And how do we learn to not sin? We have to know the Bible. So let's say Luke 19:10. Everybody say it with me. Ready? Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come, get your hands out, to seek and to save that which was lost. And if you're lost today, Jesus Christ is looking for you. Everybody, let's give these kids a hand. They did a great job. They're going to be dismissed down to the side here, and the juniors are going to come in, and we're going to have the last and the best end off with the highest energy. Great job, kids. Great job, teachers. Way to go. All right, let's go, Army. Come on, boys. Let's go, Navy. Come on, girls. Hut to. Come on, girls. Let's come on now. Let's go. Step lively. Good job. Good job. Okay, straight up onto the stage, right to the middle. Fourth grade, straight up onto the stage, right to the middle, guys. Come on up. Give us about a step back from the edge and line it up here. Let's go, fourth grade. Hup two, hup two. Army, stop right here. Good job. Shoulder to shoulder, fellas. Shoulder to shoulder, all the way across. Girls, come on over here. The guys don't have, they've had their cootie shots. You're not fourth grade. What are you? Fifth. Oh, that's cool. We'll take fifth graders. Even if you're not fourth grade, we'll take you. Fifth grade, two. Back, start the next row there. Start the next row. Yes, ma'am. You right there. Come on down. Good job. All right, come back around here, girls. Come around. Good job all the way to the middle. Let's see if we need another row here. Okay, you guys right here. Excuse me, I am very sorry. Start the next row. Down, around, down and around. All right, everybody standing up straight and tall. Let's go. Bring it over just a little bit. She's had her cootie shots. It's okay. All right. Great job. Everybody getting up here. We are these Army guys here were outnumbered almost 2-1 throughout the week. And I'm telling you what, the score on Friday night when we started was something like 61,000 to 22,000 points. It was sad. The Army was looking bad. But then they pulled out a rally in the very last race of the night, worth 35,000 points. And before we ended, it was 70,300 to 63,070 points. Really close. We still had to total up some points and different things throughout the week. They don't know who's won yet. But who do you think won, Army or Navy?
Army!
Good question. Would you like to know?
Yeah!
Come back tomorrow. Oh, I mean, wait, you can't do that. Tomorrow's Monday. This is Sunday. We got to be here. Come back next year. Oh, I'm just kidding. Right now, we need to sing a couple songs. So everybody stand up straight and tall. Do our best. Hey, what do you do if sinners entice you to sin? Say?
No.
All right, so let's start off with that one. Then we'll end off with our cadence. Here we go. If sinners entice thee, don't give in, say no. Say no. If sinners entice thee, don't give in, say no. No, no. Good job. Say no to your friends who want you to sin. Say no to the devil who wants to win. If sinners entice thee, don't give in, say no. No, no, say no. Excellent job. You guys have done a great job this week learning the Word of God, learning the Scripture. One of these young ladies this week said 25 memory verses, the entire list that we had. Memorizing Scripture is a key, but we also want to follow the Lord. Building character, self-control, all those things that God wants us to. So let's belt it out now. Give me a good cadence, everybody. Ready? Stand at attention. Here we go. I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Pastor Jenkins, kind of old. Wait a minute, that's not how it goes. Oh, I am sorry. That is the wrong cadence. I apologize. That guy's got me off on that. Here we go. All right, let's try it right. I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Christians should have self-control. Soldiers should
have self-control.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Sound off, one, two. Sound it off, three, four. Sound off, Christian soldiers. Yes, sir. Ready? Left, 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 right and left. Left, 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 right and left. We are marching in the army of the Lord. God has given us His armor and given us His sword. It's a life of high adventure and challenge every day. Self-control, that's our goal. Marching for the Lord. One, two, three. Sound off.
One, two.
Lift them higher.
Three, one.
Straighten up that line. Come on, keep that step in time. Discipline your soul with godly self-control. We are marching in the army of the Lord. Left, 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 right and left. Left, 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 right and left. We are marching in the army of the Lord. God has given us His armor and given us His sword. It's a life of high adventure and challenge every day. Self-control, that's our goal. Marching for the Lord. One, two, three. Sound off.
One, two.
Lift them higher.
Three, one.
Straighten up that line. Come on, keep that step in time. Discipline your soul with godly self-control. We are marching in the army of the Lord. Yes, sir. everybody. Great job. Give them a hand, folks. Man, they did a great job. Great job. We have some awards to give out to this morning. Not tonight. This morning. We have everyone here except one AWOL person. We've already sent the Mounties after them. Actually, not in the Mounties, but MPs. All right, here we go. If you are on the Navy team and your name is Asia Bishop, step forward. You are the third place winner for the Navy. Good job. Elizabeth Farmer. Elizabeth Farmer, where are you, ma'am? Second place for the Navy. Good job. Second place had 850 personal points. The difference between second place and first place, though, first place, 1,525 points, saying a total of 25 verses and winning the backpack this year, Emily Roten. Good job, Emily. Give her a hand, guys. Way to go, Navy, and congratulations. Hard work. Thank you very much. Good job, Emily. All right, now to the Army. Boys, we've got three to give away. Andrew Davis is AWOL. We'll have to get him. I think he went to Nashville or something like that. You know, we'll get him later. All right, second place, Hunter Davis. Where are you, sir? Step up, out front, and center. Hunter Davis, 650 personal points. Second, Page. What did I say? Davis? Sorry. I was on that AWOL guy. Hunter Page, thank you very much. Second place, you can stand there, sir. And in first place with 1,200 points, Gideon Williams. Where are you, sir? Gideon, step forward. First place prize for the Army. Awesome job. Our winner also, our junior neighbor champ, and we are catching up a prize for him because he was not here the night that he got it awarded. I want to mention him, though, because he brought five of his friends. Tristan Deerstone. Tristan, step up here. Five of his friends, let's give him a hand. He brought the most neighbors of any of the guys to BBS. Good job. All right, would you guys like to know who won?
Yeah!
It was a close race. But the total number of points after everything was said and done passed 100,000 points on both sides. But the winner is the Navy! Guys, give them a hand. Good sportsmanship. Good sportsmanship, girls. Hey, way to go. Great job to everybody. We are going to dismiss now. Everybody, get your stuff together. We've got a special award for you all on the buses today. Thank you for coming. If you rode the buses, remember, we're going straight out. We're going to follow down just like we did coming in, down both aisles, girls and guys. Thank you for all of those that gave effort this week and served in VBS. You pray for these kids. You pray for us. And we will see you next year again. Everyone, we're going to be dismissed as the piano plays. Let's follow down. Guys, just stay in order. Stay in line. There you go. Follow your line.